75 to N. L. Ozmidov. Staraya Russa, August the 18th, 1880. Much esteemed Nikolai Lukich, I have read your letter very attentively, but how am I to answer it? You remark yourself, most justly, that one can't really say anything at all in a letter. I, too, am of opinion that one can deal only with quite ordinary matters in any satisfactory way. But besides that, it really would be idle for you to come, even personally, for advice to me, for I don't consider myself competent to resolve your questions. You write that hitherto you have given your daughter nothing that is purely literary to read, lest her fancy should become overdeveloped. This does not appear to me entirely a right point of view, for fancy is an unborn capacity of human beings. In a child it outweighs all others, and should most undoubtedly be nourished. For if we give a child's imagination no nourishment, it may easily die out, or, on the other hand, may overdevelop itself from its own sheer force, which is no less undesirable. For such an abnormal overdevelopment prematurely exhausts the child's mental powers. And impressions of the beautiful, moreover, are precisely in childhood of the greatest importance. When I was 10 years old, I saw at Moscow a performance of Die Räuber with Machalov in one of the chief parts, and I can only say that the deep impression which that performance made upon me has worked most fruitfully ever since upon my whole mental development. At 12, I read right through Walter Scott during the summer holidays. Certainly such reading did extraordinarily stimulate my imagination and sensibility, but it led them into good, not evil, paths. I got from it many fine and noble impressions, which gave my soul much power of resistance against others which were seductive, violent, and corrupting. So I advise you to give your daughter now the works of Walter Scott, and all the more because he is for the moment neglected by us Russians, and your daughter, when she is older, will have neither opportunity nor desire to make acquaintance with that great writer. Therefore hasten now, while she is still in her parents' house, to introduce him to her. Besides, Walter Scott has a high educational value. She should also read all Dickens's works without exception. Make her acquainted, too, with the literature of past centuries, Don Quixote, Gil Blas, etc. It would be best for her to begin with poetry. She should read all Pushkin, verse as well as prose, Gogol likewise. If you like, Turgenev and Goncharov as well. As to my own works, I don't think that all of them are suitable for your daughter. It would be well for her to read Schlosser's Weltgeschichte and Solovyov's Russian History. Nor should she omit Karamzin. Don't give her Kostomarov as yet. The conquest of Peru and Mexico by Prescott is most necessary. In general, historical works have immense educational value. She should read Leo Tolstoy all through, also Shakespeare. Schiller and Goethe, these writers are to be had in good Russian translations. That will be enough for the present. With time, in a few years, you will see yourself that there is much besides. Journalistic reading should, in the beginning at any rate, be kept from her. I don't know if my advice will commend itself to you. I write after much reflection and out of my own personal experience. I shall be very glad if it is really of use to you. I think a personal visit from you is quite superfluous at present, and the more because I am very much occupied. But I must say once again that I am not particularly competent in such matters. The number of the diary that you asked for has been sent to you. It comes with postage to 35 kopecks, so the balance of 65 kopecks stands to your credit with me. Yours truly and faithfully, F. Dostoevsky.